Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
That was a rough throw by Drake May. Pick six, put the Pats down 10. Now, if you want to look at it charitably,
okay,
you could say the Patriots scored, I think it was 20, no, it wasn't 23 unanswered, but they went from down 10-0 to up 26-13.
At least 17 unanswered, right? They went seven. It was 10-0, and then they're up 17-10. Because they also had a pick six. So they had that field goal before the half.
Bengals mix in a field goal there. Pats make it 26 again to, 13?
And like they were
23-13, and then they tack on another field goal, and the Bengals get a late touchdown. I mean,
They were up at the half, and you're like, all right, this was not a very good half. This was both offense and defense were not playing very well, but they had the lead. But this one was different than, I'm trying to think which other game it was. Maybe it was like the Saints game, which like the score was close, but you never for a second thought they were going to lose. This was a little bit different. This was like, I don't know.
The Jets were even driving late in that game. I never thought they were worried about that.
No, this one was a little bit more tense.
No, I didn't feel good when the Bengals had their late drive to Lee Tinsley is what we were calling him earlier today, Keith, although we did find out, we got a lot of texts about this.
Lee Tinsley
no longer with us.
Michael Tinsley is the one who came up with the catch. You're thinking of Jamal Tinsley, or the great
Jamal
Iowa
Tinsley.
State
we got
point
text
guard.
About that. Yeah. Jamal Tinsley. We looked this up. Had a triple double with 21 assists in like 2001.
It's a good afternoon.
Nice player.
Top five Tinsleys.
Oh well, Lee Tinsley would be on there. Lee Tinsley, by the way, was traded for Heathcliff Slocum, who in fact was then turned around and traded for Veritek and Derek Loeb. So facto,
okay,
pretty important player.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But anyway, this. Twitch Mitch Tinsley yesterday got the touchdown, and the Patriots gave up just way, way, way too easy of a drive. Four plays, 71 yards, minute 15, when they were leading 23-13. You felt comfortable. Now Cincinnati's only down a field goal. Pats put together a drive to go up six. This is what Hunter Henry was talking about earlier today. Big kick by Borgalis to make it effectively a touchdown drive, but still, end of the game. I didn't feel great about that either, but the Pats were down double-digit score early in the game, 10-0. And they were able to come back and wrestle control of the game. If you wanted to see Drake May deal with some adversity, I didn't necessarily want that, but I know some were saying, well, how does he play when he's down double digits?
Yeah.
Does he have like a fourth quarter comeback in him? Not that this was that, but he was down 10 points early, and he was able to make it up relatively quickly with the help of a Marcus Jones interception return.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they were able to come back in the game. If you wanted to see some of that adversity and you want to be charitable about it, they did come through in that spot, although the Bengals are so horrible, I don't know how much credit you can give them for that.
Well, right. I mean, that's sort of the one thing I go back on. It's like I was expecting more from the offense, in part because Cincinnati's defense is so bad. Just like when they played the Browns, I wasn't expecting them to light up the scoreboard and be like, that's a really good defense. It's a bad team. They're both bad teams.
But it's a good defense.
But one has, you know, good defense. One theoretically could have a good offense if they had all their players, but they didn't even have that. So you're going in being like, I don't know if this is a huge challenge, but again, a team that has 10 wins, there's going to be all different types of games, and this is one that they happen to have to, you know, fall behind by double digits and then kind of grind out a victory.
Yeah, so I felt okay about that. We can get into the defense coming up because that was another mixed bag where you're like, man, that was a really easy drive on the Tinsley touchdown, and what exactly is Gonzalez doing? But when they needed to get a stop, Carlton Davis was reaching in and breaking up passes. Marcus Jones had a breakup. So, I mean, the defense technically came through when you needed them again, although it felt like your back was against the wall against a bad Bengals team. 617-779-7937. Bob's in Londonderry. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, guys. I was just curious, not trying to, I guess, put the cart before the horse, so to speak, but are people even given the consideration that you might be looking at Super Bowl contenders, and I mean more serious than we think, and B, depending how the year goes, are they going to actually try and get this guy May some really better players, if any of them are available? Because if the season goes the way it is, you may be like the old days. You may have guys that might want to come here,
which hasn't been the case for a few years. Let's leave free agency for another day.
I'd say yes and yes in short order. I think last week at this time, I felt maybe even a little bit better about their Super Bowl aspirations because the league is so wide open.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. If you rewind to going into the Bengals game, I would have felt better on Friday than I do today.
Despite being 10-2, I think just with Campbell, Wilson, Williams all being hurt right now, they may all return. But that's also a May. Like we gotta see. The AFC is still wide open. So I never in a million years would have thought this season would be talking Super Bowl and it wouldn't just be crazy talk. But no, you can talk about the Super Bowl. They're the number one seed through 12 weeks. If you can't say that now, then you'll never be able to. And then as far as the offseason is concerned, we can deal with that when we get there. But, yeah, of course they should be invested in this team and in this quarterback.
Yeah, your owner's going to want to spend.
Yep.
So, you know, he's going to need to do that. But in fairness to him, this offseason they spent on defense, and he's got to do it again.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's helped.
But, yeah, we can get into those players and those particulars maybe at a later date.
Because, like, who else – and we did this kind of when we do our tiers on Tuesday, but – there's even if you don't want to say the Patriots are the favorite in the AFC, that's fine. But like, who are you going to give this full defense for? Be like, oh, it's definitely the Broncos. Like, is it? Like, or it's definitely the Chiefs. It's like, well, they've lost a lot of games.
Chiefs still aren't even in the playoffs.
They're the 10 seed right now. If you want to say it's the Bills, well, what the Bills look like? And then you're like, well, a good defense in the Texans. Are you now? You're going to tell me it's the Texans? So like, that's sort of the beauty of the AFC this year is it is wide open. Mahomes could still get in. I think he's probably the Vegas favorite to win the AFC, despite not being in the playoffs.
Good question. Who is the betting favorite to win the AFC right now? Good question. I'll look that up. But keep going.
My guess would be they'd still be leaning on the quarterbacks. They'd be looking at Mahomes and Allen and maybe even Lamar over division leaders like the Patriots, Colts, and Broncos, who have all played better to this point.
To come out of the AFC? You're
yeah,
about?
Yeah. Just to win the
Patriots and Chiefs are... Patriots, Chiefs, Colts, Broncos, Bills.
All plus 500.
All plus 500, yeah.
Bills are plus,
we've never seen that. That's
Bills
crazy.
And Ravens are plus 550. So, yeah, they have four. That's interesting, at least on DraftKings. I'll look at FanDuel in a second.
All right, so maybe they're
Patriots,
running out of
Chiefs,
season.
Colts, Broncos are all plus 500. Bills and Ravens are 550. So those teams are all, for all intents and purposes, neck and neck.
Well, that's funny because we've never really
Looking
talked about
at
this.
It, in the NFC, Rams are plus 200. Eagles are plus 340. So there's more of a gap there, yeah.
But we'd sort of highlighted some of these betting odds for like Drake May MVP, which now obviously Stafford's the favorite, or Mike Vrabel Coach of the Year. But as far as them winning the conference, they were never the favorite. So the fact that they're co-favorites now is pretty telling.
No, I would say that's telling. Look, I feel worse today than I did on Friday because of the injuries. But
definitely.
I still think if you want to talk about them as a championship contender, you can, and we have been for a while on this show. FanDuel has the Colts at plus 480. They have the Patriots and Broncos at plus 500.
Okay.
They have Baltimore and Kansas City at plus 550. Buffalo's after that.
But so this is one where like,
either way, they're all six of those teams are clustered together.
But like you would never take, if you were like, I'll give you team X or the field. You take the field every time in the AFC.
Yep.
It's not like, you know, in the National League, like you want the Dodgers or something like that. So it's completely wide open. And as cliche as it is, maybe it does come down to health. Maybe you line up all the teams and be like, all right, who has all their guys? Like, who can even field the lineup that they want? Maybe that team has the best chance.
Patriots have won 9 in a row, scoring greater than 23 points, allowing less than 23 points. They're the first team since the 61 Houston Oilers to do that. They also have their longest non-Brady Belichick win streak in franchise history.
Wild.
That previously was 8 in a row with Parcells in 94. This is now their longest non-Brady Belichick win streak. They had a lot of win streaks with those guys.
It's amazing to follow up two seasons where you had a combined 8 wins, and then you win 9 in a row. Like, like the following, and that's not over yet.
No,
that could continue. That could get to 10 next Monday.
I would hope it does.
I think it should.
So yeah, it's just it's wild because I don't feel as great about them today. And you feel the weight of some of the losses they have, even if they're dodging a bullet, and they don't sound like season-ending injuries to Wilson and Campbell. And you know you're getting Milton Williams back, but those do feel like they're taking the edge off the victory. Never mind how they played. They just didn't play well. May didn't play well.
Yeah, yeah.
They played down to the level of competition. In fact, Vrabel sounds very frustrated about that. If we could, Nick, this was Vrabel again on bouncing back from any adversity that they've dealt with, which Vrabel didn't seem very happy with after the game.
On Friday, you had talked about the speed in which the team recovers from a good play or a bad play.
We need some work at that, everybody, me included, starting with me. I mean, that's just, I'm proud to. You know, keep coaching these guys and we'll respond. But I think, you know, we can focus on that, you know, just the speed in which we recover and just the these are long games and, you know, they're decided by a few plays. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In the end, we made a couple more than they did.
He didn't sound happy. Hunter
this
Henry.
This was even longer than most. Yeah. Speaking of long games.
3:18.
Wow.
Longest game of the year. And it felt it. It felt every bit of the 3 hours and 18 minutes yesterday.
Daisuke Matsuzaka game. yesterday was.
It was like players
it
dying.
Was the first seven innings of a Daisuke.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he never went nine. He went maybe five.
Well, that was his whole outing. Yeah. That was like five innings.
Yeah.
But no, it was like players dropping dead left and right.
Oh, it was
constant
awful.
Stoppages, penalties Plags. On the field. And so, yeah, no, it was a rough watch on top of that. But like Hunter Henry came on with us earlier today. If you missed any of that in the first hour of the show, Audacy app, AUDACY, get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can use the rewind feature, listen to Hunter Henry with us.
Maybe a breakthrough. Some are suggesting he doesn't hate us now.
All of a sudden we're friends now, is what people are suggesting.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so use the rewind feature, go back and listen to that. You can listen to Vrabel with Greg as well. But Hunter Henry's like, yeah, we got a lot we need to clean up after that game. And then Mike Reese had this on Twitter. He said, reading between the lines on some of Vrabel's post-game comments,
mm-hmm.
He says it sounds like they want to tighten some things up in practice that maybe led into the game. And I think you had a good theory on maybe what that relates to.
What
maybe,
I say?
Maybe it's Burrow getting downgraded last
oh,
second.
Oh, yeah. Like
and it's certainly Jamar Chase. They're like, ah, he's suspended. Yeah. He's ruled out. And maybe they coasted through the week.
Well, it was funny. So Christian Ellis also joined us on the show. And I was sort of asking them about like balancing, practicing against the two quarterbacks. And I was thinking more of like just sort of, you know, how much time do you spend on one guy versus the other? And like that conversation. And he just sort of brought up, really wanted to face Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he's like,
he's a
great.
Really good quarterback. So Joe Flacco.
Oh, Joe Flacco's really good too, but no, Burrow's like the actual franchise quarterback.
But it kind of, I think, gave you a little peek inside the locker room there where they thought they were going to get the challenge of Burrow. Like the Jamar Chase one was gone pretty quickly. He was suspended and upheld by like Tuesday, I think. But no, Burrow all week long, even on Saturday, was when they finally announced that it for sure was going to be Flacco.
Well, we tried to warn the people.
We did.
We did.
People will forget that, Jones.
Have we gotten any credit for being the only people right about Burrow not playing? Has anyone given us, other than ourselves?
People called us some mean things.
Yes.
Nobody did.
We have not gotten any credit for that. Except
none.
Us crediting ourselves, which we made sure to do today.
Which I saw you pointed out, Dan Orlovsky's been having quite a month. He was also the – he's obviously playing. He
well, why would he practice fully on Wednesday if he's not going to play?
He's got his finger on the pulse.
So I don't know how he's worming his way out of that.
Wouldn't play Drake May for 2 years. It said Burrow is definitely playing yesterday. Yeah. Whoops.
Okay.
That's all right.
But so we
can have them all.
We knew Burrow wasn't going to play, but obviously not everybody on the other side did until Saturday.
And Vrabel's done such a great job at preventing any kind of letdown. You know, you beat the Bills, no letdown after that. You beat the Bucks, no letdown. And the team has just been rolling. The 9 straight wins. And they even win the game yesterday, but it felt like that first half, that first quarter plus, you're like, this is what like a letdown would look like. Kind of sloppy on offense. They, you know, a pick six in there. Defense, they're giving up some big, you know, yards on the ground. They didn't look right, but then they were able to, you know, figure it out in the second half.
Text line says Stephen A. and Cam were giving us credit this morning. I'm sure that's the case.
Apparently Cam showed up late. I thought they were doing like a big reveal entrance, but no, apparently he was like 10 minutes late to set.
That's what awful announcing said. That's what, yeah, that everybody now knows what Cam do, shows on.
I do like
and
that.
He showed up late.
I do like that. Well, number one, I mean, Christian Ellis is like, I don't even watch TV. So what show is First Take? That couldn't have helped.
How much more productive I could be if I didn't watch TV?
I don't think Vrabel helped this morning when he was on. And Vrabel's like, the TVs don't even work in the locker room. It's like, now he's got Robert mad at him. Never mind, like, brushing aside those shows. So, like, I'm sure he's going to hear about that from somebody.
We should send the Stephen A. clip of Ellis going, what's First Take?
What's First Take?
I love it.
Oh, boy.
Good.
Yeah. I mean,
I believe him. I don't think he's lying at all.
I couldn't initially tell if he was joking around with us when he said that. At first, I was like, then he tries.
I think it clicked on like what it was.
Like, whoa. He's like, no.
I don't
want to
start anything.
Yeah. No,
I think he for sure was serious.
He's like, well, yo, what's First Take? People were like, oh, Jones, you douche, trying to get him in trouble. I'm not the one who said, what's First Take? I just asked him.
I'm just curious.
I can't believe they had no idea what was going on.
What's First Take?
It's been a talker. Stephen A. is not going to like that.
No.
Stephen A. is going to call him a liar. And that's going to be the whole thing.
Stephen A. at ESPN. Let's send him that. Let's send him an attachment there, Nick, if you could. Text line 617-779-7937. You guys think the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders, but don't think the Colts are? ?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. No. That's basically it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now the Colts
quarterback is the main thing for me.
Should we give the Colts any credit for how they played yesterday against the Chiefs?
Their loss.
Well, I'm just saying they looked like a representative competitive team.
But
which
maybe
I wasn't,
the Chiefs. Aren't.
I wasn't sure.
Maybe
they
we're
were.
Too okay. high on the Chiefs.
So
is the problem.
I actually think it's more that too.
Yeah, I think we might be too high on the Chiefs and just scared of the ghost of Mahomes and Reed.
But looking at the betting apps, it's not just us, it's like everybody. Like,
yeah,
I think,
no, they've come down from them.
I think too many people are maybe too high on the Chiefs, us included.
Well, we were. We did our list last week of teams we would least want to face or whatever, and I had the Chiefs at the top.
Me too.
I don't know, maybe we should change that.
Okay, maybe we'll do that again this week.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Update that.
It's great stuff.
Update the Jones and Keith standings too?
Yeah.
I'm going to need the long weekend to do
that.
I think.
Boy. People want the NFC Jones and Keith standings.
Yeah, no, I don't think the Colts are contenders, and I think yesterday, like, the Chiefs made Daniel Jones beat them, and he couldn't. He couldn't do it. He almost did. They had him late in regulation. They went to overtime, but they took away Jonathan Taylor as best you can, and the Colts could not win.
No, we put them on the same tier like the Seahawks. Like, the Seahawks look good at certain times, but it's like, all right, playoff game, Sam Darnold, playoff game, Indiana Jones. I'll probably take the other team.
How many times is Mahomes going to give you a pick six, too?
Oh, yeah, he spotted them that early in the game. That's true.
Yeah, true.
Anyone who thinks this team is another text. Anyone who thinks this team has a chance to win the Super Bowl literally knows nothing about football.
Oh, you don't know ball.
Which doesn't surprise me because no one in this town does. We don't know ball.
The whole town doesn't?
Well, that's what the
nobody in this town does?
That's what the texter is saying.
Man.
We have two guys on this station who played for the Patriots.
Who does that guy think is going to win the whole thing?
But okay.
If the Patriots can't, and I even said I'm not saying they should be the favorite. But if they can't, like, who's definitely winning this year then? And put all your money on it. You could probably take home quite a bit.
Separate text said that might have been one of the same numbers, but separate text said the Rams. Like,
oh, I'll give you that.
If I had to pick,
the Rams are better.
If
but
I had to pick
NFC.
A team to win it, I probably would say the Rams right now. But right in the
we're
AFC,
talking about getting there
in the AFC. Who do you have?
Pats.
Yeah, I think still Pats.
Pats.
But let's see how they look.
Pats. Especially if they wear the Nor'easters.
Oh,
if they wear those, they might beat the Rams.
I want a little more info on the injuries and how they look without the injuries, but making me pick right now, Pats. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got ball. Here on a Patriots Monday, Drake May on the way on the show as well, so stay tuned for it here today. On WEEI, we'll get to the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy Lanny,
It's time for Grab Bag.
Who do you call when your grab bag's busted? Call Jones and Keefe. 1-800-54-GRAB-BAG. Call Jones and Keefe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.